Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Konezvic with you. Nick Keiser as well. Let's say hello to the Hall of Famer, the great John McClain, who is on the line with us. GallerySports.com, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. John, how are you?
Morning, John.
I'm doing great. Guys, how are you?
We're fantastic. Just, you know, trying to get through the offseason, talking a little ball here and there. But, you know, I'm having withdrawals from the NFL right now. They're trying to keep me entertained with all the free agency stuff, though.
Well, I'm guessing you didn't watch the World Baseball Classic, which I thought was fantastic. It's not a cup of tea for a lot of people like it is in the other countries that were participating. I went to the first 8 days of Astros spring training, and everybody there was talking about it. 13 of them were headed for different teams. And so I got into it. Last night, the drama of the last out, Shohei Ohtani striking out his buddy and teammate Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah.
It was not the biggest moment I'd ever seen in baseball because it doesn't compare to a World Series in the United States, but it was pretty exciting. And show what it means in Japan. I've listened to the Japanese broadcast, I bet, 5 times. Have no clue what he was saying, of course, but I do know in the middle of all his screams, you hear World Baseball Classic. I guess they have to use the official name, but it was exciting. And having a team, University of Houston, with a chance to win the national championship, and my boss at GallerySports.com, Mattress Mack, betting on the Cougars to win it before the season, as he did last year with Kansas, and they won $15 million, which paled in comparison to the $75 million he won on the Astros. But as you can imagine, it's a big deal down here for the University of Houston to have a chance to go to the Final Four in Houston.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. And, yeah, I have been watching it. It was awesome, and it's something that I'm glad they're going to bring back. So, very cool. But let's start with that team in Houston. Second overall pick, is it going to be Bryce Young? Is he going to be the quarterback of the future?
Well, they have no clue because they don't know what Carolina's going to do. This week, Frank Reich and their GM, Scott Fitterer, had a news conference with the media. And I thought it was interesting. Both of them talked about how size wasn't an issue. If it's not, Frank Reich will get away from everything he's done as a coach, going back to quarterback coach in San Diego when he had Philip Rivers. Then he goes to he's 6'5". He goes to Philadelphia. He has 6'5", Carson Wentz, 6'6", Nick Foles. Goes to Indianapolis, 6'4", Andrew Luck. Then Rivers at 6'5", Wentz at 6'6". The regular starting quarterback he's had, who's the shortest, was Jacoby Brissett at 6'3". So they want us to believe, mainly they want the Texans to believe, that they may indeed take Bryce Young. I don't buy it. I don't think they walked away from the combine and made that deal and paid dearly to move up from 9-1, not knowing who they wanted. C.J. Stroud has good size. He threw the ball great. He's the best pure passer. I think they're going to take him, and the Texans are going to get Bryce Young. But if Reich went against everything he believes in a quarterback and fools us, and takes 5'10", 1'8", Bryce Young, the Texans would be happy with C.J. Stroud. And then with the 12th pick, I believe there's a good chance Nick Caserio will trade down, but they need a pass rusher. And when D'Amico Ryans, our new coach, was with the 49ers, he had 3 number one picks in his defensive line, none in his back seven. So I think they'll take an edge rusher. Could be Lucas Van Ness of Iowa. Could be Miles Murphy of Clemson. Could be my mind's gone blank. The edge rusher from Georgia who ran the 4.39, and I'm losing my mind because I can't remember his name. But I think it'll be an edge rusher and Nolan Smith, and it'll be a guy who can put pressure on a quarterback for a coach with a defensive background.
John McClain is with us talking about the NFL, and you mentioned D'Amico Ryans, the new head coach of the Houston Texans. I thought that might have been one of the best hires of the coaching carousel this season. I don't know how much you've been around him to this point, John, but what are your early impressions of him?
I've known D'Amico since the day after he was drafted in 06, covered every practice, every game, interviewed him like a million times last year. last season, the 2021 season. They finished with the 49ers, called and did a column on him. And this year they played a preseason game in Houston, the first one on Amazon. And so I went down outside the Niners dressing room because I've known Kyle Shanahan since the early 2000s. He's got a lot of former Texans people there. And D'Amico came up, and I shook hands and said, let me be the first to congratulate you on your new NFL head coaching job. And he frowned, smiled, and no, I had no idea that it would be here. You know, I just knew he turned down an opportunity to interview a second time with Minnesota after the 21 season. And this year he had his agent, Jimmy Sexton, turned down an interview with Carolina, and he canceled interviews with Indianapolis and Arizona that had been set, saying they were preparing for the Cowboys. He interviewed with the Broncos on a Thursday, Texans on a Friday, and the Texans were his dream job. He played here 6 years. His wife's from here. They're building a home here. They have a home for wayward kids here. They got married here while he was playing for the Eagles. And he knows how popular he is here from his 6 seasons. And they won their first division when he was playing here. So the fans and media wanted him. And there's been so much negativity surrounding this team since they blew the 24-point lead at Kansas City in the divisional round after the 2019 season. But now it's very positive because of Ryan's. People know they're going to get a franchise quarterback. Last time they did that was Deshaun Watson in 2017. So all the negativity for their pathetic performances, winning 4-4-3 games the last 3 years, has turned very positive because of D'Amico.
John McClain from GallerySports.com and Sports Radio 610 on with us. Sticking with the AFC South, we talked on the Texans. They have a new coach. The Colts have a new coach. Both teams expected to draft young quarterbacks. How different, John, do you think the AFC South can look next year and in the next couple of years?
Michelle, everybody's going to pick the Jaguars to win the division, same way they did in 2018 when they were coming off an appearance in an AFC championship game and almost won in New England. Mm-hmm. And then they went down the toilet. And the reason is, back then, they had all these players want to get paid big bucks. The owner, Shad Khan, wouldn't do it, and the guys were unhappy. So they eventually deserted the franchise, and it was pathetic until this past season. You know, the Titans have the best coach in Mike Vrabel. We're not sure about Rand Cawthorn, even though he comes highly recommended from the Niners, and they speak very highly of him. And as you guys know firsthand, they got to rebuild their offensive line, mm-hmm. got cap issues. So it looks to me, if the Colts and the Texans get quarterbacks, and I'm thinking the Colts might should try to trade to the third spot with Arizona, that would still guarantee the Carters are getting the best edge rusher, Will Anderson Jr., but it would keep another team from swapping with Arizona to get the third quarterback, and then the Colts might end up with the fourth best one. But if Houston, which has made a bunch of good moves in free agency for the first time, it looks to me like it's a battle for second place behind Jacksonville. But because of the Jaguars, that could change if a team got hot. Maybe Ryan Tannehill stays healthy and Derrick Henry rushes for close to 2,000 yards. And they still have a good defense with the Titans. And because of Vrabel, I would pick them second. Right now, Texans third and the Colts last.
Taking a look at the NFL as a whole, Mike Florio came out with some reports about Lamar Jackson saying that he doesn't want a fully guaranteed contract and that he thinks his time with the Ravens has come to an end. Do you think he'll be a Raven next year? And do you think any team around the NFL will be able to give up 2 first-round picks and take on a new contract that he's wanting?
The answers are yes and no. And what Florio reported is there's a guy who's not a certified agent calling teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson. If you are not certified by the union, then you can't negotiate a contract. Now, some players like Laremy Tunsil of the Texans, who who just got $75 million and made him the highest paid offensive lineman in history. And his previous contract in 2020 made him the highest paid offensive lineman in history. He used three advisors and paid them by the hour. And I'm sure that's what Lamar Jackson is doing. So according to Florio, this guy's calling teams and telling them that he doesn't have to have a fully guaranteed contract. Well, if he still wants $200 million guaranteed, considering he's been injured the last 2 years, was an MVP 4 years ago, and has won one playoff game, I could see a team giving up two ones for a 26-year-old quarterback, but I don't see him giving him that kind of guaranteed money with his recent injury history. And to me, he should have taken the deal that he said on social media he turned down, 3 years guaranteed for about $40 million a year. He should have signed it with a stipulation, you cannot tag me when my contract expires. Then he would have been 29 and free and clear to sign with another team. And I do think he'll be back with the Ravens.
John McClain, the great John McClain, joining us here on Chase and Michelle, GallerySports.com and Sports Radio 610. John, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for coming on, John.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you very much, and enjoy the draft.
Absolutely.
We will
for sure. John McClain, always enjoy talking ball and NFL with him. You know, one of the coolest thing, you know, you talk about, like, I was listening to The Choice is Yours, and talking about, like, seeing a performance or whatever. One of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do is sit at lunch with John McClain and Floyd Reese and just be a fly on the wall and listen to stories.
You probably didn't even get a word in.
I didn't need to. That was not about me talking. I just listened to stories. So appreciate John for joining us. Coming up next, we'll get into the Predators. They win big last night, and the young pups stepping up once again. We'll discuss that coming up here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.